Hello, my friends. This is Bishop Campbell welcoming you again to a short meditation on the theme of living the Catholic life. Later this week, we are going to celebrate a feast day that has a significant importance, both in our liturgical calendar and in our understanding of ourselves as Christians in bearing the name of Christ. It is the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. It will be celebrated this year on Saturday, September the 14th. And it is a great opportunity for us to understand more deeply that sign of the cross, which the early Christians always proposed as a unique sign of Christian faith and devotion, as well as an opportunity to talk about the transformative power of God. It is fundamentally rooted in something that our Lord said just before his suffering and death, when he said, "When I am lifted up, I shall draw all men to myself." Now, actually, he is referring to an episode in the Old Testament when the people in their exile in the Sinai Desert complained to Moses and to God about the great difficulties they were having, how, in fact, they had left so many good things back in Egypt, although whenever they said this, they always forgot the fact that they were slaves there. But God, in his anger with the people, sent among them poisonous snakes that when they bit the people, sickened them, in fact, some died. And then they appeal to Moses to pray to God to relieve this affliction. And Moses was instructed to have the people create an image of the seraph serpents that had caused the difficulties, place it on a pole, and when it was lifted up, the people who gazed upon it would be cured. And in fact, that lifting up of the seraph serpent pole was a sign both of the people's disobedience and loss of faith and a cure for it. And in a sense, that cross of Jesus Christ performs the same function before the whole world that was in the darkness of sin and death. It became both the sign of the distress of the consequences of sin, and it was the promise of the cure and forgiveness and reconciliation. It is a primary sign of Christian life. It is a sign of the transformation of all of human life through the suffering and victory of Jesus Christ. It was, as St. Paul said, a scandal both to Jews and to Greeks. It was to Jews because of a verse that appears in the book of Deuteronomy, which says, "Cursed is the man who is hanged upon a tree." And for many of the contemporaries of Jesus, it was impossible to accept as Messiah one who had been crucified, who had died rather than emerged as a victorious military and political leader. To the Greeks, the cross was the sign of the deepest humiliation and the lowest form of punishment for anyone. And in fact, it was reserved only for slaves and murderers and the worst of thieves, traitors, and rebels. And here the Christians were lifting up this cross as a sign of victory, of new life, as a sign of the love of God. Actually, under that sign of the cross, the Christian church began the transformation of the reality of the entire world. It upended the pagan culture eventually. And when the Christian church was finally admitted tolerance in the Roman Empire by Constantine, it was because the sign of the cross appeared to him, promising him victory. "In this sign you shall conquer," was his vision. But in a deeper sense, this cross of Jesus Christ, whom we celebrate in a very special way on September the 14th, is now a sign of the unfathomable love of God for his creatures. This God, who in Jesus Christ, taking on our human flesh, endured all things human except sin, accepting even our human death in its most extreme form to crush that power over us. And that cross is given to us to awaken a memory of who we are to be, what God has done for us, and to call us to that invaluable virtue of gratitude. I remember something that St. Bernard of Clairvaux once said in answer to a question asked him by one of his novices. The novice asked St. Bernard, "Why, if God could redeem the world in any fashion he chose to redeem the world through offering his own son up to the cross?" And St. Bernard's response was, "You are right that God could have redeemed the world in any fashion whatsoever, but he did it this way that humans might be delivered from one of the worst of their failings, and that is ingratitude." Now, this is why the Church insists that in every church where Mass is celebrated, that every sanctuary have a crucifix, a reminder not only of the gift of God through Jesus Christ, the power of his sacrifice, but the meaning of the Mass itself. It also is a call for us to follow one of the commandments of our Lord, who said to us, "If you want to be my disciple, take up your cross and follow me." Taking up of one's cross, transforming the challenges of life and converting them into a purposely powerful example of love, of service, of endurance, of courage, and of a willingness to offer up the meaning of our life. It is the way of converting the human heart. But our Lord said, "Those who take up their cross will find that my yoke is easy and my burden light," and in that to find peace. My dear friends, as we come to celebrate this memorial of our salvation, let us resist that temptation to make the cross simply a piece of jewelry. Allow the cross to be that sign of God's love, of our Lord's victory, and of the profound hope that we have, that in living with Christ, dying with Christ, we shall be with him forever.